Well, our computers don't need regular oil changes or windshield wiper fluid added. They do need some ongoing maintenance, just like our cars do. And we're happy to have someone with us today who can help us do what we need to do. And he's offering it for free here. Larry Mueller, great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we visit with Peter Green, independent computer consultant, and provides great information and resources at infostar.com. He comes by pretty regularly to talk with us about technology and personal computers. And Peter, great to see you as always.
Always great, Larry.
Really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. I think when we think about turning something up or on, a car comes to mind first. What does it mean to turn up our computer?
To turn up the computer?
Yeah, tuning up the computer.
Tuning up the computer. Well, you know, I'm going to digress on that answer because when you think about tuning up the computer, it's to make it run right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you understand why or your challenges of trying to make it run right, then it builds a better foundation for the work that you need to do to keep it running right. So if you go back to the beginning of when the web and the internet started building and becoming commercialized, there was what's called affiliate and viral marketing. And companies like Amazon built their business based on affiliate marketing. PayPal built their business based on affiliate marketing. And how did it go viral? Well, it went viral because Amazon said, hey, I'm going to pay you if you bring people to my site and tell them to buy a specific book, I'm going to pay you 15% commission. If you just bring them to my site, I'll give you 5%. PayPal would say, hey, I'm going to pay you 10 bucks for joining up. And if you bring somebody else, I'm going to pay you 10 bucks for when they join up.
Yeah.
So what happens is it's called affiliate marketing because they're tracking that with affiliate codes. Okay. How do they know who you are? So they code it. Viral is how quickly it spreads.
Okay.
So when you think about that, what we get in our email today or what we see when we go to a website is we're dealing with advertising and we're dealing with rewards. We're dealing with companies selling products and services, Facebook being a presence in the mobile world, you know, trying to deal with the smartphones and generate ad revenue through that.
So how does that relate to tuning up?
Well, it relates to tuning up because what do we use typically when we're on our computer other than applications like accounting and word processing and spreadsheets or some business-specific application or working on pictures or maybe listening to music, is we're using email and we're using our web browser.
Yeah.
So a lot of people experience slowdowns on their system because of those. And the reason they're experiencing those slowdowns is because if you don't have tools to, number one, block those things from coming in, you get inundated with them. So they call them spam, malware, worms, and viruses. And if you don't recognize the programs that get attached to your web browser, all of a sudden you're being bombarded with ads or being pointed to something that you didn't really want to be dealing with. But you know what? The person that somehow got that on your system is getting rewarded because they're getting paid for showing you an ad or they're getting paid because you might happen to click on that ad. Well, it's a numbers game. So if they get enough of these out there, and all these people, and you know, maybe 100 out of 10,000 click on an ad. Well, someone's getting comped for that. Someone's getting paid for those. And if you happen to buy a product at the end of that, they're getting rewarded for that.
Even more.
So it's a reward system that's out there that's infiltrated our lives. And if you learn to recognize what's going on, then you can deal with it. So when you look at your browser, there are add-ons to the browser. Take a look and see if there are ones that have funny names like My Better Search Engine or Shop Me Now at Home or whatever crazy name it is that's infiltrated your system that is somehow you downloaded it or you clicked on an email or whatever, and now you've got this in on your system. You have to uninstall it or disable it. So take a look at your browser, whether you use an Internet Explorer, Google, or Firefox or Safari, check those things. You can also go into your programs and features in the control panel and look and see if you can add and remove programs that may have been recently installed, and all of a sudden your system has gotten slower. And some of these things go stealth. So there are some tools to get rid of the ones that go stealth. And I've actually got those in my top 10. So we can talk. We'll talk about them when we go through the top 10.
Okay. So there's some good utilities out there, some good things that we can use for free. Even.
Right. So that's why we get bombarded with these things. It's a reward system. And it's all based on how Amazon and PayPal taught us the way, taught them other places the way of making money is to grow your system through affiliate marketing and grow it virally, make it hot, and it's a numbers game.
So what if you, you know, go through everything you can do with the utilities and everything and still it's not working, these issues don't seem to be resolved, or what's the, is there another step?
It's pretty rare that I rebuild a Windows operating system. There are there's a command called SFC /scan now, which will actually go through your system. We've talked about it on the air a number of times. We'll go through your system and check and make sure all the operating system files are in place, and doing system restores where your system was working fine and then bringing it back to that time. So there are a number of ways to deal with a system that's giving you headaches before you actually have to take it in and say, hey, can you redo it for me? Because that can get expensive depending upon how many programs you have on it.
Don in Portage, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. Good morning. My situation is I'm having difficulty loading some essential downloads. I got an XP system, and I got 31 downloads he wants to do, and I cannot get them to download.
Usually, when Windows has a problem doing downloads, there are error codes that they provide you with. And then they actually have documents that tell you what you may need to do in order to deal with each one. Sometimes you can get lucky and deal with one, and then all the rest follow suit and work well right in a line.
Right in order.
So you got to get through the one that's the challenging one. Unfortunately, they don't tell you which one is the worst one right away. So you just have to keep at it. But Windows tells you why it failed. It gives you an actual number and says, here's information and how to deal with it.
And where does it tell you? Does it flash up on the screen, or do you have to go look?
If you go in the control panel and go into Windows Updates, it will tell you, it'll give you a list of the hit, or you can look at the history of the updates.
Oh, okay.
And it'll show you whether it was successful or pending, if you're actually doing them at that time, or if it's failed.
Okay, so that makes good sense. Thanks, Don, for calling. Appreciate your call. Larry Mueller here with my guest Peter Green and Judith Sears-Poisson, one of the great computer wizards of Wisconsin Public Radio, joins us as well. And she is here to help me tell you to support the programs you enjoy. Your support makes high-quality, commercially-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you're going to be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air.
That's very appropriate for our computer topic.
Can I get in on that?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes, you
can. We can't because we work here, but you can.
Yeah. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 42 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. This hour, it's so exciting, Larry. We have a dollar-for-dollar match from current WPR members. Are you ready for this? Up to $8,000 this hour only. So this is a great time to make your pledge. This generous match is from current members. It means they will match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, we do these pledge drives so we can keep the discussions you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. So take a moment right now and give. You'll be entered in the iPad Air drawing. You will be eligible for that dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,000. That's only until noon today. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover topics like the environment. We talk about consumer issues, gardening, computers like we are today. A lot of advice kinds of programs. We deal a lot with Wisconsin authors, and Wisconsin food, for sure. You get a lot of great information from this program, I think, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So I hope you'll support this program and all the other great programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time, and it helps us take full advantage of that $8,000 dollar-for-dollar match. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you've decided to give, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So I hope give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because my radio is broke and it's the only station I can get. No, it's not true. I think it's probably the purest station in as far as handling both sides of an issue. I listen more to things that I agree with, but there are times when I hear things that I don't agree with, but I think, you know, he's got a point. I'm John Treader, Wisconsin Public Radio. It's my source of entertainment and information, and I really enjoy it, and I'm thankful it's there.
And I hope you'll pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And remember, you give $10 a month, it's going to turn into $20.
Exactly. We have this wonderfully generous dollar-for-dollar challenge, and it really is a challenge, up to $8,000 from current WPR members. I can't think of a better time to give. You'll help us make this dollar-for-dollar match in this hour. You'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air, and this is the last day of the pledge drive, so it's the last day to show your support for Larry, for the Larry Mueller Show, and for all the great information you get. So remember, you could be the lucky winner of that iPad Air when you make a pledge of any amount, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you actually don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, your email, and phone number to WPR iPad Drawing at 821 University Avenue in Madison. Our zip code's 53706. So enter by sending a postcard or make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, it's amazing. Every pledge drive, we hear from people all over the country and even around the world. We get pledges from Texas, Alaska, Japan, Germany. Yesterday, actually, someone pledged from Sweden, and they made a challenge to people in the rest of Scandinavia, and we got one from Norway right after.
Oh, good. Well, they found something very special at Wisconsin Public Radio. I bet you have, too. And it's made possible by listener support. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support makes WPR what it is. It's a resource you enjoy, and it's one that's treasured around the state, around the country, even around the world.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio because you just didn't think you could give enough to make a difference, think again, especially right now with this dollar-for-dollar challenge just this hour. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift.
No, you can give whatever. Maybe it's $5 a month for your WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you and then make the gift. And remember, it's going to be doubled, up to $8,000 we have for a matching grant this hour. So I'm absolutely convinced yours is going to be doubled. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today is the last day of our winter membership drive. It ends at 6 o'clock tonight. Your financial support during this hour is more important than ever.
So I hope you'll give. Your gift is a big part of what makes this program and all the programs that you rely on possible on WPR. So take some action right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts. Think about the amount you pay per month, maybe for Netflix or for your cable.
Or for coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. Pledge now. You pick the amount. Your pledge makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are in the last day of our winter membership drive, and we have this amazingly generous dollar-for-dollar match this hour only from current members up to $8,000. We need to do this by noon, so please help us out. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And, of course, there's an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. Sustainers, got you covered. You're automatically entered.
And show off your WPR pride with a brand new WPR logo t-shirt. It's a great looking black t-shirt. It's yours for a pledge of $120. That's $10 a month. And you know, Larry, that $120 pledge would turn into $240 thanks to that generous matching challenge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Again, pledge right now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you right now. Peter Green would love to hear from you, too. You can call in with a question for Pete at 1-800-642-1234. You can go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, post there, or email us at talk@WPR.org. And, Pete, we've got an email from Kent who said, I purchased a Panda Internet security for my laptop and desktop computers. Just wondering what your opinion of this security system is. So far, it seems to be working well.
There's a lot of them out there. Panda's been around for a long time. So I'd say, you know, they're one of the seasoned veterans of fighting the trench warfare of viruses and worms. And they have an online scan that I've used before, and it's worked well. My biggest thing is just keeping them updated. You know, don't ignore the, you know, when it says it's knocking at your door, hey, there's an update, don't ignore it. And the reason is because they found someone that was able to compromise somebody's system by some new trick or whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, they found a fix for it, and they said, you know, we're pushing it out to all our users, and just make sure you pay attention.
Peter Green of InfoStar.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking your computer software questions and your computer hardware questions as we visit today with Peter Green of InfoStar.com. Coming up at 2, just to let you know, Kathleen Dunn will be talking with a researcher whose work shows that certain genetic markers may be predictions of marriage success or relationship doom. That's at 2 o'clock. Right now, though, Pete's on with us, and Pat in Duluth, Minnesota has a question for you. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hi. My question is, you know, if you're working on photographs and if you're working on a document, like you're writing an article or something, when you go back and you delete photos and you've already saved all of that, when you go back to your computer and you look at those photos that you entered and you delete some and you go back to your computer and you're looking at what you wrote in that article and you're changing things, does the backup system you have change that for you, or does it keep that those photos and the old document?
Well, it depends on what you're using for backups, and there's what's called versions of your data files, because everything is date and time stamped.
Okay.
So there are questions like, do you want to keep the older one, and how long do you want to keep it for? So you could, some people keep the same file name over and over again, but the backup software could actually keep, let's say, maybe the next 3 revisions of it or the next 5. Or you can make it indefinite, which would be kind of crazy because if you made things indefinite, you know, it would just grow and grow and grow.
Right.
What's on Apple, for example, their backup system works extremely well. It's called Time Machine. And you can basically drill down on your backup right to any file that was on your system on that day and that time. So, you know, they've done it well. There's a program that I use in the PC world called Macrium Reflect that basically does the same thing, and you can set it up to do a full backup, and then you can also set it up to do what's called incremental. And again, it's date and time stamping it. So let's say, you know, you put 100 photos in on today and then you deleted 90 of them, but it took a backup of the 100. So next week, you know, you're looking and go, oh, I really wanted one of those back or two of them back. You could go back into your backup, you know, and, yeah, and pull them out.
Okay. And so then how would you know what your backup is doing? I use a Mac. I have an Apple.
Okay.
So what? Is there a way for me to go into the computer and just see how my backup is working?
Well, it's on the Apple, it's Time Machine, and you need a separate external drive or an internal drive, but it's typically external. And so it's plugged in FireWire or USB, and it's left on, and you click on Time Machine, you click on your, it's attached to your system, so it's a drive on your computer, and you can just click on it and drill down to your backups and take a look at it. So it's pretty much automatic.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks a lot for
calling.
You
can change things in it, but it's pretty much automatic.
Hmm. Thanks, Pat. Mike in Oshkosh, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Larry. Question. I'm one of these people that has been nursing Windows XP along for a long, long time, and I finally decided that it's time to make a move.
Okay.
A couple of times I've upgraded my machine by transplanting an old hard drive into a newer machine with more horsepower.
Sure.
And right now I'm faced with a situation where the newest machines I have got an SATA hard drive in them.
Okay.
And the hard drive with most of my data is an old EIDE hard drive, so I can't just transplant the drive.
Well, what you can do is you could buy an external kit and plug it into your USB port, and you'd have access to your data off of that hard drive, and you can move things to your new system that way.
Yes, I'm aware of that, and I've got those. The problem is, when you do that, that's been my experience, that you have to go back and reinstall, like Microsoft Office and some of these products. They don't just move over.
That's correct, because there are new, you know, there's new programming to talk to and work with, you know, Windows 7. You can install some of the older ones on Windows 7 or maybe not Windows 8, but you know, it basically, you have to try it and see if it'll work. I've run into cases where you can run stuff on Windows 7, but you can't run it until you upgrade to Service Pack 1. Some of them don't certify it for different versions. They say,
What about Ghost? Can you ghost one hard drive to the other one?
Well, you can ghost it, but because you've got new hardware in there, you may be confronted with some issues of, you know, device drivers and compatibility issues. So that's why, you know, if you're moving one OS, like OS XP from one hard drive and putting it in a newer system, newer hardware, but still keeping it XP, you're going to deal with hardware issues for device drivers and things like that. But you can attempt to move it that way.
By the way, when you say ghost, what is
ghosting? Means that you're basically duplicating the drive. You're making an exact copy of it. Macrium Reflect does that. You can pick one drive and say, hey, make it the other hard drive the same thing, you know, including the operating system, so it's an exact duplicate. But if you're moving from an XP to another operating system, another higher level of Windows, you're really better off just keeping the data files and moving those and reinstalling the new the old programs, trying to with the new operating system. You may have compatibility issues. So an example, Windows excels in telling you, hey, I'm going to look at your system and tell you that your software is not going to work if you upgrade to Windows 7. You know, it'll look at an XP. They have a test software that will look at XP and say, here are all your programs. We see them. And if you're going to go to Windows 7 or Windows 8, we're not going to certify them. They ain't going to work, or we don't think they will. With Apple, on the other hand, you're a little bit at risk, and I've experienced this. If you go from one version of a Mac OS and you bump up to the next level, like I had 10.6.8, and if you move to 10.7.2, If you happen to have a couple of versions of software on your machine, I was using Parallels. It would make it so it wouldn't work anymore.
Oh.
And Parallels knew the answer. Apple wouldn't say anything. So it doesn't tell you. If you go to install the next level of software, Apple's software will not do a test and say, hey, this won't work.
Okay.
It will just do it, and then you will find out that it doesn't work. So you need to do, on an Apple system, you need to do more homework and more due diligence when you're upgrading than on a Windows machine, which will has a test, which will give you a list.
Funny Apple hasn't figured that out.
You know, I don't really think it's their, they don't feel it's their responsibility. And my opinion is if there was a body of, you know, software, hardware, industry that could say, hey, you know, you got a lot of users out there. You need to be concerned about your users. And in order to go from level A to level B or, you know, one upgrade to another, we need to see you pass through some hoops before we let you release it on everybody. That's my opinion. But they do what they want to do.
Mike, thanks for calling. I want to give Nick a chance to join in Green Bay. Nick, hi. Thanks for calling.
It's a cold Green Bay, but
it's cold here.
It's really cold here. I used to be an Android user for a phone.
Yeah,
okay. It's fine. I knew how to do it and stuff. Well, I figured I'd switch over to new technology and switch to an Apple phone.
Okay.
So the other night I downloaded a couple of gig of music from the BitTorrent, but I can't figure out how to get it from my computer to my phone because this is my first Apple.
Well, what you need to do, and you need iTunes, obviously. Because that's Apple's product.
Yeah.
Yep. And you need to add it to your library. So you need to go into your library and point to it on your drive, and then you need to sync it to your phone. So you need
how do
to
you
pick.
Do that?
So in the iTunes, look for. You might want to just go online, and there are tutorials that I've seen on YouTube, and there are sites out there that step by step through this. And you can. It's basically the thing is to add the folders to your library in iTunes. And then once it finds those, then you need to see all the different artists and all the different songs. And you can pick globally or you can pick them singularly. And then once you check them off, then you need to sync it. And there's a checkbox to sync it. And then it will actually interact with your iPhone and sync the music.
It's pretty – once you do that, I mean, it's pretty
– Well, if you leave those settings alone, it'll just keep doing that all the time. But if you add new music, you got to add it to your library so that your phone can see it.
Yep. There you go. Good luck. Thanks, Nick, for calling. Appreciate your call. That's something my wife had some troubles with. She was switching, adding some songs and wound up losing them, and she's still trying to find them.
Take out the magnifying glass.
Someone who never loses her music is Judith Sears Poisson, who joins us right now.
I might lose my marbles, but not my music.
She is here
we'll
to help.
We'll make her laugh the whole time.
Yeah, she's going to help us. Talk about why your gift is so important right now on this final day of our membership drive. To encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad Air. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Judith, we have...
So let's catch people up here. So we have this very generous challenge, a dollar-for-dollar challenge from current WPR members up to $8,000, but it's only till noon, so we only have 25 more minutes to get there. We have about $2,800 in, so that's still $5,200 to go. So your pledge right now not only keeps this program going strong, but in your pledge this hour helps us take full advantage of this incredibly generous challenge, and we really want to take advantage of that. So make your contribution right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Your $200 contribution turns into $400 or whatever amount from 11 to 12:30 every weekday. We kind of take a break from the news and politics. We focus on advice programs, the outdoors, interesting things going on at the university or maybe in the state, some health issues, finances, computers. And Peter Green of Infostar.com has been giving us computer advice forever.
ever.
Ever and then some. And, you know, this comment from Helen in Fond du Lac really sums up exactly what you were saying, Larry. She says, I depend on 90.7 My Ideas station to keep me informed while I go about my day, taking care of my life, my home, plants, etc. It helps supplement my reading time. Thanks, Helen says, for keeping me abreast of what is happening outside my own walls. Well, if you agree with Helen, you know, there's a not so secret ingredient in this winning recipe of the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and that is listener support. And that means your support. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you give today, you might consider becoming a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you give a monthly amount, say it's $10 or $15, that automatically comes out of your bank account or your credit card. Your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
And that means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in and day out, year in, year out, and you're in control. You can change your giving at any time. It's a really convenient way to give, and it's really helpful to WPR. So please think about becoming a sustainer. Definitely make a pledge right now with this great challenge grant, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And about $4,900 more to go, that we can still double our money. So please think about that right now. Every time you listen to WPR, I bet you learn something, whether it's about the news of the day, maybe it's a personal anecdote, history, pop culture. There's always something interesting going on.
I started going to a new dentist, and when he found out I worked at WPR, he said, oh, I'm one of those people that says all the time, I heard this on WPR. Did you hear on NPR? Well, listeners to WPR reminds, listening to WPR reminds you that life really is fascinating and that you're glad to always learn something new. That engagement you feel when you listen, we hope that's worth your support. So please give now. Dollar for dollar match in effect until noon. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to all kinds of topics. Every topic you can think of, I'm very interested in. It could be history, could be writing, could be health, it could be politics, art, creativity. I'm interested in everything. And what I really love is the call-ins, questions, and comments, because you really do feel like you're part of a community of learners. I just think it's great. You feel like you're really going to school when you're driving in your car. You can be multitasking. You can be doing the dishes, folding laundry, and still be part of a community of people who really value knowledge. I'm Diane Ryan from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for connecting with the greater Wisconsin community.
And Diane, thank you so much for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during this winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've never donated to WPR before. Well, today, the last day of our winter membership drive, this hour when we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,000, today is a great day to find out how it feels to be a donor.
And it does feel great. Judith and I have both contributed many, many a time, including
true.
During this pledge drive.
Yes.
And we might do it again.
We
Who
might.
Knows here?
We often convince ourselves.
It's just great to support something you love, something you use and rely on every day. I hope you'll put your money where your values are when you make your first ever pledge of $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are at $3,700. That means
we're almost
halfway to our $8,000 challenge that, again, ends at noon. So please help us out. We ask that you make a contribution. We also ask that you give an amount that's really comfortable for you. For some, that's $5 a month. For some, that's $100 or more a month.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support, obviously, the programs you enjoy. So I hope keeping your sources for information and entertainment going strong is important for you. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent and entertaining radio. There are bills associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
So making a pledge, it's quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. any amount, $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes WPR possible.
So we are almost halfway to our $8,000 dollar-for-dollar match, which ends in about 20 minutes. We really need your help. I have a whole lot of gray hair. I can't afford to have any more gray hair, and this is making me nervous. It's the last day of our winter membership drive, and this very generous challenge is for this first hour of the Larry Miller Show. So please give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Once again, that's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks to everybody who's already contributed. Peter Green of Infostar.com, our guest, and he's here to answer your questions. Karen in Menominee has been waiting a while, Pete, so let's find out what's on Karen's mind. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I have a question about my computer. It's a Windows 7, and I've had it for about 4 years. And when I use my computer for a while, everything will slow down, and then it will freeze up. A screen will pop up, and it will say you're not connected to a network, or else it will say local area connection doesn't have a valid IP configuration, or it will say reset the local area connection adapter.
Okay.
Now, someone told me that I needed a new modem. Is that what's going on?
Well, there's a number of things. Are you plugged in to a box that came from the cable company, or are you plugged in with a modem? And, you know, what kind of internet service do you have? Do you know?
I have a modem.
You have a modem. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes the modem can be flaky. When you're having that kind of problem, you may want to call your internet service provider and seeing if they're having some kind of signal interruption.
I did do that.
And what did they say?
They said that they was going to watch my computer for 48 hours, and when I called back, they didn't know anything about it.
They didn't pay any attention, in other words.
Okay.
Somebody forgot, dropped the ball.
All right.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a number of things that it could be caused by. It could be a network cable that typically doesn't happen, but sometimes it does, because all these connections are made by millimeters, very thin thicknesses of wires and gold plating and stuff like that. Sometimes things move or whatever. It could be the network adapter having a problem. I've changed those out, and it's fixed that. Sometimes it's the cable modem. Sometimes it's something with software. It's a driver, device driver for the adapter that fixes the problem. So earlier in the show, I talked about a command. With Windows 7, what you can do is you click on Start and then click on right above. There's like a little search box. You type in CMD, Charlie Michael David, and you hit the Enter key, and then a black box will window will come up. And you can type in SFC space / scan now. So Sam Franklin Charlie space / so it's the lower part of the slashes to your left. And then you go SCANNOW. And you hit the Enter key, and then Windows will go through and take a look at all your Windows files and see if there are any problems with them, because maybe something as simple as something with the operating system needs to be just reshuffled.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place where that she can go to get all of those figures or all those numbers? Because it was pretty fast for her to be able to follow, or anybody to
Well, you can type in SFC, you know, type in Google Windows SFC. And there are documents online or tutorials about doing that stuff.
Okay.
Like I said, it's popular on YouTube. It's popular just on pages out on the web for that. And then the other thing is to, you know, check the device driver for the network adapter. It's a little bit more it's in your control panel, and you got to go through the device manager. That's another thing, is to see if the device has an updated device driver and install that. Sometimes that fixes it. Sometimes modem has firmware that can be updated, and that fixes it. Or a router has firmware that can be updated and it fixes it. So there's a lot of variables
Bunch of variables
that you have to take a look at.
Peter Green of Infostar.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you along on the Ideas Net as we visit with Peter Green of Infostar.com about your computer and your software. John emailed us from Eau Claire and says, I get a message when I start my computer that a driver needs to update. The program name is Driver Support Update, and the verified publisher is PC Drivers Headquarters, Inc. Is this safe or malware?
Boy, isn't that clever? Isn't that a clever name?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a clever name.
I would suspect that something's trying to entice you to visit them and get software to, you know, make them happy.
All right. We got a Facebook question from Chris. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. I have a Windows XP and have been told by the various websites that I need to upgrade to Internet Explorer 9 or larger. What would be a good upgrade to get? I've heard of Firefox, Google Chrome, and various others besides Internet Explorer. Also, if I do upgrade, will I be able to keep my bookmarks? Could this be why the Internet on my computer is acting sluggish? Or do I just need to have an overhaul? I have a Dell.
Well, Internet Explorer right now is at 11. You have XP. I don't think it's supported on XP. I'm pretty sure Windows is sunsetted XP as far as support. As far as, you know, your bookmarks, you can always export those bookmarks out and import them to virtually any web browser. They're fairly interchangeable. You can even download bookmark or favorite managers. There are programs that do that for you. Look, there's a file called bookmark.htm on your system, and that's where it is. As far as other web browsers, Firefox works well, and they're nice to get rid of those add-ons that may infiltrate your machine. You can disable them or remove them. Google Chrome is a little bit leaner. That works well. Safari is another good one. That's the Apple product, but it's also available for Windows. So there are options. As far as what will work on, continue to work on XP, you have to try it. I don't know. Let's see. As far as it being sluggish, Internet Explorer is tied to the Windows operating system, so it can definitely have an effect on performance.
Ed in Genoa City wonders if you recommend an antivirus or anti-malware on a Mac. If so, what do you recommend?
Larry, I defer to you.
I don't have any.
I don't have any either.
I don't worry about it.
So that's why I said, Larry, I could answer any of these questions, and then I deferred that one to you. How's that?
You don't need it, at least right now, anyway. We haven't, at least I've never had. I mean,
you know, I've seen like a, you know, maybe there's something going on out there with an Apple infiltration, but boy, they don't really kind of mustered anything.
Do you have any software? Here's Joe wonders if you had any software you'd recommend for converting handwritten journals into digital formats.
Handwritten journal. There's OCR, really good OCR software out there. As far as hand recognition, it really boils down to just like, you know, Dragon Speak with voice recognition. You have to let it learn the handwriting.
Yeah,
is what I would think would be the issue. And I'm sure there's some companies out there that I don't know of that have excelled in the handwritten technology and transferring it over to to type text. You just have to do some research out there. And there, you know, CNET.com would probably be a good site to, you know, do some searches on and see what's out there. There might be Engadget.com might be a good one to check and see if there are any, technology devices that companies have come out with. You know, there's that neat scan thing where people can scan business cards and stuff. Maybe they came out with something for, you know, handwritten stuff.
Well, they'd have to be miracle workers if they were going to read my handwriting, I can tell you that.
Or they could hire a lot of Larry and Peters to read and type.
The penmanship I really admire is Judith Sears Poisson's, who's won several awards for her penmanship over the years. In grade school, she was the top one.
There you go. Actually, I got in trouble with the penmanship nun, but that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
Well, like it could have been trouble.
She joins us today because We're in the winter membership drive.
We're in our final day of the winter membership
drive.
Yeah,
we're looking for your support. It makes your support makes high-quality commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. Now's a great time to support the programs you value at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I actually can't think of a better time to support Wisconsin Public Radio than right now, Larry, because we have a dollar-for-dollar matching grant from current members up to $8,000, but it ends at noon. And we are, let's see, we need $2,215 more dollars in pledges by noon to completely take advantage of that very generous challenge. So thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, please help us make this challenge that ends at noon by making your contribution right now. The time is now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might not know that high schools and colleges use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. And educators, I think, recognize that students can learn a lot about current issues, about great books, about history, and a whole lot more just from listening to the discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your gift makes WPR an educational resource that's available throughout the state and beyond. You have a powerful, lasting influence when you support these programs with a gift. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
About $2,000 to go here to reach our goal. So please, if you haven't contributed, please do it now. Wisconsin Public Radio giving takes just a few minutes of your time, and in return, you get so much back. So consider a donation, hey, maybe $100 a month.
You know, that comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, news, music, and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible, not just for you, but for those kids and for the whole community. Give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Again, a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $8,000 in effect just for another 5 minutes. So your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
Marilyn, thank you so much, and I hope you'll join her. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported radio. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And every gift in the next 4 minutes will be doubled up to $8,000. We are at $6,375. So what is that? $1,625 more dollars to meet this challenge. It's a challenge from current members that ends at noon. And we really want to take full advantage of their generosity. You know, many listeners become donors out of a sense of social responsibility because you think of WPR as a shared resource, and because you've been getting value over it, out of it over the next past year, 2 years, 10 years, 30 years, it's time to put something back in, and this is a perfect time to do that.
Make a donation for yourself and also for the community. The amount, of course, it's up to you. The important thing is that you participate and get double the amount that you actually pledge. When you give now at WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a large slice of WPR's budget pie, in fact, the biggest slice, the one with all the whipped cream on it, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state and federal governments, businesses, they're all important, but your contribution makes a huge difference, and it makes twice as huge a difference right now while we're trying to meet this challenge in the next few minutes. WPR is the amazing service it is thanks to listener support. support thanks to listeners like you. So give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Larry, where are we at?
We have about $1,200 to go, just a little under $1,200. Maybe a dollar a day. That's the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service for sure.
A dollar a day comes out to $30 a month. You can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or credit card. The important thing, any amount, make your pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We have $800 more dollars to go in the next 2 minutes.
Oh, come forward with your pledges.
we're so excited.
Oh,
we just made it.
We just went to $8,000.
We just made our $8,000 challenge. Thank you so much. But that doesn't mean there's any reason not to pledge. If you got all excited, you're still part of the team, like Marilyn said. Join us, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. It's so exciting, Larry.
As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. And, of course, sustainers, we got you covered. You're automatically entered.
And if you decide that $10 a month is the right amount for you, you can pick up the great new WPR logo T-shirt. Show your WPR pride. I actually think that there will come a day when we can wear T-shirts without three layers on top of them. I'm going out on a limb there, but I think someday it will be warm enough. You can get your T-shirt right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, I contributed the other day, and I forgot to ask for the T-shirt.
Oh, well, I'm sure Pledge Central can help you out on it.
I have one of them already, but I need a second one. They're really nice.
For those times when that other one's in the wash.
That's exactly right. You should have one, too, and it's easy to get one.
Just
go to WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552. And what is it? The $10 a month?
$10 a month.
$120, and there you have it.
Get a great T-shirt, and you know that you're supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Sometimes, you know, technology gets a bad rap, but like so many things, when it's working well, don't really take notice of it. But when it isn't, you notice it then. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Net as we visit with Peter Green, an independent computer consultant. He's happy to help you with your computer problems. And Pete, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Yep.
And you always come by with a top 10 list of great sites to go to.
I've got it right in front of me, and it's already posted online. They're found at infostar.com. Click on current top 10 or top 10 archives and scroll to today's date, and it's all the way down there at the bottom. And we're almost at like 200. I forgot what number, you know, as far as how many times I've posted it up there. Number one is called filmsforaction.org, and it's basically an online learning library, and there's over 2,500 films to view. Number two, very interesting site. It's got lots of lists to check out, including the 250th richest people in the world, and it's called therichest.com. Number three, I found to be a useful free PC utility. So the stuff that we talked about in terms of fine-tuning, your keeping your computer tuned up and all in a ship shape, some of these top 10 are things I would have mentioned during the show, but I decided to save until now. So number three is called slimwareutilities.com, and it's a free program. I found that I had to turn it off after I used it because it'll keep kind of bugging you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it did its free thing for me just fine. And it basically will go through and see if any utilities need updating, and then it'll help you go through the download process and update your system. So I found it to work well. Number four is called Viber, V-I-B-E-R.com. If you haven't heard about it, it's probably something that's growing virally as far as an app. You get free text, calling, photo messages, location sharing with other Viber users, and works with a lot of different operating systems, including a wide variety of smart devices. It supports iPhone, Android, tablets, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, Windows, Windows 8, Mac, Linux, Symbian,
wow.
Nokia, Bob, keep going. It looks like Skype has got competition, so Viber.com. Number five, very interesting program. It is a free shareware, spyware and malware remover There's a program we've talked about before called Malware Bytes, which is a good malware, spyware remover. This thing works underneath the hood, so it works more on the disk operating system underneath, and you'll see it in its plain screens on a Windows system. It's called combofix.org, and I found it to work very well, getting rid of a lot of stealth programs that are annoying. Number six is called coolsocial.net. It's basically a website social media analyzer. Just plug in the domain name and check out the results. Number seven is file-extensions.org, and it's an excellent source, a web resource for file extension information. For example, what does MP3 or PDF, what do those things mean?
Mm-hmm.
Number eight is called techsupportalert.com. It's also known as Gizmo's Freeware. It's a highly rated non-commercial community website staffed by entirely volunteers, and their primary function is to select the best freeware products for your particular needs. So that's something to check out. Number nine is called Techulator. It's a technology portal offering articles on various topics, including Google Android, Apple, iOS, Microsoft Windows, and info on gadgets and laptops and stuff. And it's baseball season, so, hey, baseball's, you know, like apple pie still, I think. Well, Baseball America. .com covers all aspects of baseball, you know, minor leagues, high school, college, you name it. It's out there. Drafts.
And those are all up on your page at Infostar.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Peter Green, our guest. Gene in Sun Prairie, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got a new desktop last week with Windows 7 and managed to get it infested with some malware. And maybe the answer is your number five on the list, combofix.org, because Malware Bytes didn't do the trick.
Yeah, I would recommend trying CombofIX. I use CombofIX and malware to kind of go through the system, number of systems I've worked with recently and clean them up. One thing I would mention now that I have a little bit more time to talk about stuff and doing things like that is to use, in a Windows environment, use system restore. So create new restore points. And I was doing that last night working on a computer from my fiance. And the thing is, you do it multiple times. And she said, why? And my answer is, well, you kind of get to a point where you fix something and, you know, maybe something goes awry, so you got to go back to it. So every step, you know, it depends on how long you have to work on your system to fix it. Her system, I had to work on it a little bit. You know, it took some of these messages say, well, a normal system might take 10 minutes. Well, in her case, maybe it took 20 minutes or 25 minutes. So I get a little bit more cautious and I create more restore points, so then you can use Windows to get back to where you think it was working pretty good.
Oh.
Or if you make a change or correction that you really wasn't a good change or correction, you can undo it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the other good thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I like to manually delete things. I get my little digital scissors in there with my brain and I just hack at things. So sometimes that could get me in trouble because I know what I'm looking for.
Thanks, Gene. Good luck. Appreciate your call. An email from Mike in Wausau. He has a 5-year-old computer with programs that are old and concerned that in the event of a crash, it'll be difficult to recover the older programs, which may be way out of date. Is there any way to back up the programs as well as the data?
You know, I'm sure there's probably someone out there that's created a program that might help you, you know, get those files that you need. Or, you know, you might use something, the term is BitTorrent. There's a program called Vuze.com, where you download BitTorrents, which are basically ways to download software that might be old. You might be able to still find it and download it, and you might be able to have a copy that way.
Okay.
You know, there are copyright laws in dealing with that stuff, but you either have to find a program that's going to reverse engineer your installation, or you have to find the original disk.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, there's not a lot of options for that stuff.
No. I got a Facebook question from Lisa who says, I have a new laptop and it does not recognize my printers. I get a message to update my drivers, but I can't seem to find the driver on the Canon website. Any recommendations?
Okay, when you're confronted with something like that, where you go to the manufacturer's website for the device or the printer, and you're looking for it, you have to go and, you know, usually you can find the model. They have the reference information up there, and they're going to tell you what they've made available for the operating systems.
Mm-hmm.
If something is old to the point where they won't support it, it just simply won't be listed.
Oh.
So you could also do a Google search and see what you come up with, because you might find some discussions out there about other people trying to accomplish the same thing. And one thing I want to mention about CombiFix,
yeah.
So it doesn't surprise people, because remember I said it runs underneath the operating system. It's running
right.
In the disk operating system, so it gives you this window. The very last window, it says it's don't do anything because it's writing a report, and it basically looks like it's stalled.
Oh.
It's doing its thing because it's generating this
huge. So don't
huge,
try to.
It might be generating a huge file on your system that's listing all the things that it did, and it takes time.
Okay.
So I'm just putting
right.
that out there.
Well, Julie emailed from Rice Lake and has a new MacBook Pro that she bought in December. When she clicks on things to execute an operation, more often than not, a white box menu comes up instead that gives her a menu of things she doesn't want to do at that time. What's she doing wrong? Is something wrong with the computer? Is there a setting I can change to fix this?
Well, you know, maybe you're clicking on, you know, applications on the Apple are things that you're trying to do. So if you have Word or Excel or, you know, iTunes or Safari, typically those things are on your dock.
Right.
You know, you can put them on your desktop if you want, but it's just a lot easier to manage, to me, on your dock.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe you're clicking on things that really don't run on your computer. If you're not familiar with what you have, they're simply... There's nothing for it to really do. So you're being confronted with choices of, you know, what do you want to do with this file? I'm a little unclear about, you know, you're running applications and then you point and grab a file, or you click on a file and it opens the application so you can work with it. So if
yeah.
you click on a picture, you're opening up Photoshop or
right.
something in iWorks, or you click on a text and it opens up the text editor, or it opens up Word, or you click on music and it jumps up in iTunes and it starts playing. So, you know, it really boils down to, you know, what you're trying to do. The other thing is, you know, you can click on that top left symbol and see if there are software updates. Maybe, you know, you should run an update on your system and see if that helps, too.
Yeah.
You know, a software update.
Yep.
But usually Apple...
Even though it's new, it may well need an update.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Rosie in Monroe, thank you for calling. Hi.
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 My computer is from Humanware. It's for the blind.
Okay.
And your recent website update cuts me out. It's too big.
Oh. Wow.
Well, that's a note to go to the webmaster.
Yeah, I hope he's listening,
WPR.
As a matter of fact.
Or Judith, send a memo.
Actually, Judith is in the other, in their kind of screening room there, and she said, I've got this.
Okay.
She's already made a note of it, Rosie, and she is going to get a hold of our webmaster and see what we can come up with here, because obviously we don't want that to happen.
That's right.
For sure. So hopefully you'll be hearing from us pretty quick. Thank you.
That's great that you called, too.
Yeah. I mean, we got to know these things. I mean, it's a new, you know, it's a new site. And,
you know, whenever you have a problem with a computer and there's a source for calling for help, and like in this case, you know, someone calling in a WPR and, you know, and asking and saying, hey, you know, I'm being cut out,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, don't think you're alone. And, you know, just make the call and or an email or whatever, and just alert somebody to, hey, you need to check because I'm having a problem. Maybe there's other people having a problem. They're too afraid to call. Don't be afraid to call.
And you know what happens when you call? You get an actual person.
That's right.
There is a live person. And you don't have to hit a bunch of options.
We're live right now.
We're live right now. But actually, when you call our regular number, you get a couple of very nice people at that front desk that answer our questions.
You get to talk to Judith before you talk to us.
Well, sometimes you talk. Judith answers the phone all. She's one of the top phone answerers.
I love answering the phone. I love getting to talk with our
listeners.
She has
that bright, cheery smile that you can hear. You can hear a smile, you know. And you can certainly hear hers.
Now, you told me I could cut out early, but I'm sticking around because I think you guys are going to set some record here.
Oh, so, well, Larry, why am I in here?
Well, you're here for a lot of reasons.
So I'm going to sit back and listen.
You love this show, and you enjoy being here, and you like Peter and me. And you also are here because you want to remind people that their gift is really important right now. Your gift on this final day of our winter membership drive, really, really important. So trying to encourage you to pledge. Any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, and last hour was so exciting. We had a dollar-for-dollar match up to $8,000 from current WPR members. We heard from 111 listeners, and we came in at $13,455. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's so gratifying. So over $13,000 plus that $8,000 challenge, that's a wonderful hour. And we thank you so much for those pledges. The goal now is to get 35 pledges by 12:30. So in the next 10 minutes or so, we've already gotten 6 pledges. So we need 29 more.
You can help us out right now. Those goals are set to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on. So help us meet that goal with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation today with Peter Green about how to keep your PC tuned up. Peter comes by, helps us out with those problems. And like he said to the last caller, you know, no question is dumb. And if you're having a problem, chances are other people are too. This program is such a great example of the important and informative conversations we have on the show and on the Ideas Network.
Absolutely. So I hope you'll take a few minutes now to make this program and many more programs possible. And what do you choose? Well, you choose a gift amount that's right for you. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. You choose a monthly amount that's right for you, maybe $10 or $15 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or from your credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. So please become a sustainer now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We were talking about how I get to talk with listeners when they call in to ask a question or make a comment. And so many people tell me how much they enjoy listening to Larry, that Larry has this wonderful, warm presence on the air. It feels like sitting down. Larry's blushing, as he should. That it's like sitting down for a beer or a cup of coffee with an old friend. Larry's curiosity, enthusiasm comes through each and every day, whether we're talking about computers or food or the environment. Larry's a lifelong Wisconsin resident and so very proud of this state, as we know you are too. You don't get a show like this anywhere else, and you don't get a host like Larry anywhere else. Make this show possible with your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I didn't start listening to WPR until I was probably 10 or so, 11. My parents had it on all the time, and I've loved it. So I've stayed with it all these years. And now, and I've contributed many, many years, and now we're down to the wire. Our winter membership drive ends at 6 today. That still leaves you time to cast your vote in favor of Wisconsin Public Radio, maybe in favor of this program. So take a couple of minutes to make your pledge of support right now.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thank you so much if you've already pledged, especially if you helped us out in that last hour. It was a white-knuckle situation trying to make that challenge, and we did. And thank you also to our loyal sustaining members. If you haven't given yet, take the opportunity right now. Get entered in the drawing for the iPad Air today. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I'm John Nevins from Janesville, Wisconsin, and today I'd like to just share a little bit about why public radio means something to me. As a young boy, I listened to the radio quite a bit because we didn't have television. And I remember laying many times on a Saturday morning in front of the radio and listening to the programming and imagining that I was with the Lone Ranger or with whoever it was that was on the radio. And my parents forbid me to listen to the Green Hornet, but we used to sneak off and do it anyway.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Today I don't have to sneak off at all. I listen to it daily in the kitchen as I fix breakfast in the morning and at noon when I'm fixing dinner. It's a very special part of my life, and I am very, very proud to be a member of WPR and to be here today to share that thanks with the organization.
That's a pretty cool spot. I like that little spot.
I like that too.
It reminds me of how much fun we can have here at Wisconsin Public Radio and how much pledging to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 can really help the programming and help keep us going. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson on this membership drive. And how about you? Maybe it's 10 or 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 29 pledges in the next 5 minutes. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. And it's really a vote of support for Larry and all he does to bring you great information, fun conversations each and every day. So make your contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. This is the last day that you can pledge to this show.
Last 4 minutes, actually, pledge to this show anyway. When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day and an hour or two every weekend, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
Wow. If you've never given to WPR before, make today the day. You make a first-time gift of maybe $5 a month, and that's paying for hundreds of hours of listening that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make a difference. It's the last day of the pledge drive. You'll be entered in the drawing for the iPad Air. Do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You support the things that make your life more meaningful. Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. Here you get information about events on our region and the world, and you also get music, you get humor, we get storytelling.
You'll want a lot of news and information in the coming year, and I know that you get great practical advice from people like Peter Green today. Each and every day on the program, your support now makes all of that possible. Your pledge in any amount will make a difference. Do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
So your pledge right now, it says, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh. You fill in the blank with how you feel when you hear this show. Those are powerful feelings, and you make a powerful statement when you support what you value, what you believe in. So please give now at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552, that phone number with your pledge.
And we are looking for 28 more pledges in the next 3 minutes. It's the last day of our winter membership drive. It's the last couple minutes of the drive for our program. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
If you haven't done it yet, boy, I tell you what, we're down to the last couple of minutes here in the last minute that we're going to be talking with you. So I hope you'll show off your WPR pride with a new WPR logo T-shirt. Maybe that's yours for $120. That's $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Peggy from Eau Claire says, I am listening to Larry Mueller now and feel grateful for his attention, skills, and content. There's a window of time right now to match my donation. It's a good time to act. Well, I'm pretty sure Peggy's pledge got matched. You can make your pledge right now. 888-202-2552, WPR.org.
We have to go away, but there's still time for you to pledge during this show. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks to Peter, and thanks to you for your contributions.